Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up right away is the White Noise Show, and following that will be the White Noise After Show, as always. And my guest this week will be Jeremy Paget, who joins me in the studio now. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, good evening.
Oh, he's got such a radio voice.
It's amazing.
I'm excited. All right, but yes, first we will have the White Noise Show, but just a little reminder before we start. If you have the time, I recommend following us on our Facebook and Twitter, because we're always posting stuff on there to make you laugh during the week. And they are both at White Noise UBC. And of course, you can check out the Best Of page. And again, we post things every single week on there. And that's whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But without further ado, I think it's time for White Noise. Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, and welcome to White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Donald Trump, because this show is real classy. First up tonight, someone's pregnant.
Honey, guess what's happened?
They dropped the charges?
No, Neil is definitely going to do time. He stole a lot of panties.
Well, what then?
I'm pregnant. We're going to have a baby.
Oh, right. That's nice.
You don't seem very excited.
Well, it's just that we've never had sex.
Why does that matter?
Because it wouldn't be my baby.
Yes, it would. Dave said you can have it. He doesn't want it.
Oh, right. Well, still, it won't look like me.
That's probably a blessing in disguise, darling.
Well, it won't have my intelligence.
Don't worry. Dave is way more clever than you.
Well, still, the kid wouldn't be mine.
Yes, it would. We'll spend the first 18 years of its life with you. I'm sure it'll pick up all your bad habits. It'll have an accent like you and probably won't amount to anything either.
Well, what would he even call it?
I have the perfect name. If it's a boy, we can call him Dave.
Unlucky lad. The early bird gets your girlfriend pregnant. Next up tonight, Elvis continues his new life as a secret agent for the United States government.
Mr. Presley, your first mission, if you choose to accept it, is to seduce Nikita Poshchenko, the wife of the notorious dictator President Kali of Nijerkistan, and to find out information on his nuclear weapons program. Any questions?
Is she foxy?
Here is a photo of the target.
Damn, she's fugly. Her eyes always that far apart?
Yes, there is a rumor her father was a goldfish. You will be airdropped to the palace compound and will have 12 hours to complete said mission.
With a face like that, it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel. Ugly goldfish in a barrel.
Okay, Elvis, we're nearly over the drop zone. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Give all your equipment.
Parachute check. Gun check. Condom and lube check. Edible underwear check. Aim for the mission. I just think they're delicious.
Come here, a little less conversation, Elvis.
Sorry. Sometimes things are always on my mind.
All right, get ready to jump. Go!
Hallelujah! Wow, it is a beautiful night. Look at those stars. Wonder if I can get a jumpsuit like that. That's odd. According to my watch, I've been at the same altitude this whole time. But I'm pretty sure I'm falling. Wonder if I should pull this cord. Nah, I'll just wait and see what happens. Oh, my face! Oh, damn, I ruined my blue suede shoes.
We shall return to the adventures of Elvis later in the show, once he's sewn his limbs back on. Next up tonight, Terrence, is checking out some live music.
Dear Diary, tonight I went to my first concert. I wanted the first time to be special, so I was thrilled to get tickets to my favorite band of all time, the legendary One Direction. I read up online about what to expect at a concert, and wanting to fit in, I made sure to take with me my phone to film the entire thing, a pair of sunglasses to wear indoors, and some ecstasy. I arrived early at the gig and queued with the other 12-year-olds. One girl tried to tell me she was a bigger fan than me, and I was just telling her how actually I was a foot taller, then, for no reason, her mother just starts screaming at me for talking to her daughter. All I was doing was recording our conversation in case she hit me. It was getting very heated. Once inside, I bought a One Direction t-shirt, keychain, poster, and a thong. At first I thought the thong was regular underwear and just positioned very far away, but they wouldn't let me return it. I mean, I only had it on for a little bit. The opening act was a disappointment. These guys came on stage and just sang the same words over and over again. They just went, 1-2, testing, 1-2. That was the worst band I've ever heard of. Eventually, the lights went down. I came up on the pills. And out they came. Harry, Lewis, Niall, and Liam. Of course, Judas has left the band. Actually, I still love you, Zayn. The guys sang their hearts out, and so did I. I shoved my way to the front. I began dancing like my life depended on it. I usually don't even like dancing, but tonight, for some reason, I was really into it. I seemed to get the guys' attention. They were all staring at me at different times in the show. At one point, Harry mouthed something at me. At first, I thought it was, "What's up?" But when he repeated it, it was definitely, "What the fuck?" Harry is so witty. I want a quote of his on my grave one day. As the show came to an end, a security guard told me that the band wanted to see me after the show. What luck! As soon as the show was over, I rushed to the side stage, knocking several children flying. But it's okay, I only knocked out their baby teeth. Not that you would have known it, the way they were complaining. Once backstage, they told me to wait in a dark room with only a boiler in it. I waited a good 2 hours in the dark, then finally, in they came. I was surprised to see Harry was holding a baseball bat. Lewis had his brass knuckles, Liam had his iconic switchblade, and Niall was carrying a bottle, but it appeared he'd already drunk the contents. Maybe it was the drugs, maybe it was the beating, but I don't remember much after that except waking up in this hospital bed. At least the food here is better than what I can cook at home, and the drugs are fantastic.
Never meet your idols, kids. They might just kick your head in. Next up tonight, some cats. Have a discussion.
Do you have to do that?
What? I'm cleaning myself.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
Get off my back, dude.
Sorry, you're just very comfy.
Go and do something constructive. Leave me alone.
I have been doing something constructive. I have been working on the plan.
Oh, good. So where are we at with the whole killing our owner and getting all the catnip?
Well, I tried lying on her face to smother her, but for some reason she just thought it was cute.
I tried to trip on the stairs, but she only split her head open.
Shame. I tried scratching her to death, but she doesn't even seem to care. So I was thinking this time we set fire to her room while she's asleep.
Ooh, that's dark.
It won't be once the room's on fire.
So how can we do it?
Well, she loves those stupid candles. You know, she puts them on when she's, you know, conducting the solo symphony.
She's what?
When she's spinning her personal deck.
Oh, I see. When she puts on the movies with the really bad dialogue.
Exactly. When she watches Twilight and masturbates. During that time, I will sneak up and knock the candle over, but you have to distract her.
How?
Just vomit on something she likes.
That can be arranged. How about that dress that she doesn't know makes her look fat?
No. I've got a better idea. Vomit on her favorite doll.
That thing that's missing an eye?
No, that's her boyfriend. I meant the much smaller doll with the blue dress. The one she talks to when she thinks no one's looking.
Still not sure.
You do know. She always says, "I'm a strong, confident, independent woman."
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Do this right and all the catnip will be ours.
We shall return later in the show to the adventures of Cuddles and Patches. Next up tonight, two parents are getting divorced.
Son, take a seat. Me and your mother have something to tell you.
Actually, I'm kinda busy. I'm live streaming three different people playing three different games I already own, and also watching one girl taking her clothes off. Can it wait?
No, sit down.
Fine.
Honey, me and your father are getting a divorce.
Oh wow, shit, that just got heavy.
No, your father's recent weight gain has nothing to do with it.
Then what's this about?
Well, son, me and your mother love each other very much, but unfortunately, we can't stand you.
What?
You, son, are getting more annoying than a Jehovah's Witness with a speed habit.
Yeah, you see, if we get a divorce, then each of us will only have to deal with you for half the week, and some of that you'll be in school, so it'll work out really well.
So you're just gonna break up like that?
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure we'll still enjoy the occasional shag, but it's fine. It's not like your mum can cook anyway.
And your dad is useless at doing any yard work, so we figured we'd just make you do it for the both of us, whenever you're at our respective homes.
This isn't fair. You can't blame me for your relationship issues.
Yeah, we can. We were fine until you came along.
But I didn't choose to be born.
And we didn't choose for you to be a disappointment. But que sera, sera.
So that's it? Your relationship is over? Just like that?
Well, I mean, at least until you move out. Then we'll probably get back together. I mean, two Christmases will just get expensive.
Ah, well, Will. Divorcing parents might at least be worth a sympathy shag off someone. Next up tonight, a new band tries to pick their name.
Okay, guys. We have it narrowed down to the Dead Clintons, the Heirs of Hitler, or the Chastity Belt Children.
I'm not sure. I mean, like, what is our band trying to say?
We're trying to say something? I thought we were just singing.
No, I mean, like, does the Chastity Belt Children really represent who we are?
Yeah, brah.
But the Heirs to Hitler has such a nice ring to it.
It's true, but it's a little controversial, man.
Is it?
Yeah, like, because of Hitler and that whole thing.
Oh, was he in another band? It's a copyright thing.
No, it's a far-right thing.
Let's flip a coin.
Sure, just find me a magical three-sided coin to flip.
I got it. The perfect name. Necrophilia Keener.
I was already in a band called that.
Okay, look, guys. We're gonna have to, like, say no to Heir of Hitler, no to the Dead Clintons, because, like, they're not enough of them are dead yet, and it's gotta be Chastity Belt Children.
Ah, I'm excited. With a name like that, we're gonna be the most popular children's entertainers in the world.
Look out, the Wiggles. Here we come.
I used to love the Monkees as a kid. How did they get those chimps to sing so well? Next up tonight, a human resource manager for the Mafia has work to do.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in today for this face-to-face. I know both of you have not been getting along very well, so in your own words, Jimmy the Snitch, can you tell me what's been going on?
He started it. I was just standing at the water cooler minding my own business, and then Billy the Timber comes over and shanks me in the ribs.
And why did you do that, Billy?
Because Jimmy the Wise Guy thought it'd be a good idea to blab about the ending of Game of Thrones right in front of me. He knew I PVR'd it, you see. I'm always busy Sunday night breaking kneecaps, especially at the end of the fiscal quarter.
What of you, schmuck? It's not my fault you didn't know Jon Snow.
Shut the fuck up. I haven't seen it.
Sorry.
But it didn't end there, did it?
No, there's a few more seasons.
No, I mean, you guys have continued to have problems. What's happened after this, Billy?
Well, I was filling out my self-evaluation at my desk when this asshole comes over and thinks it's hilarious to comment on a photo of my mama sitting on my desk.
And how did you react? Did you communicate you were upset like I told you to?
Yeah, I pulled out one of his molars.
That is not what I told you to do. You were meant to count to 10.
I did, and then I pulled out his teeth.
I just got that one put in. Pure gold it was.
Nah, it was a rock painted gold.
How did you know?
Because I sold it to him.
Well, this back and forth bickering has got to stop, or I'll be forced to transfer one of you to our Albuquerque branch. Would you like that?
Oh, God, no. Do you know how hot it is to wear a hitman suit in the desert?
No, I'm an HR, not customer service.
Well, it sucks. I promise not to spoil any more shows if he promises not to pull out any more of my teeth.
Fine, but one word about True Detectives, and I'll rip out the rest of your teeth, make you swallow them, and then I'll rip them out again out of your butthole.
I wouldn't blame him either.
Facebook can be really annoying for spoilers. Every time someone spoils a show for me, I make a note to turn up and spoil their wedding. Next up tonight, Elvis is still on a daring mission to seduce a woman for the good of his country.
Hey, pretty lady. I'm Eric, Presley? Oh, shit.
Hello, Eric. You look very familiar. Did you install our satellite dish last week?
No, sorry, I did not. Let's just call me the devil in disguise.
Why do you have so much glass in your face?
I fell very far.
Oh, well, what can I do for you?
It's more of a question of what I can do for you. Would you like to see my hound dog?
Pardon?
I could be your teddy bear.
You're asking to sleep with me?
No, I'm suggesting you can sleep with me.
Why would I want to do that? You're very overweight, and that white and gold jumpsuit does nothing for me.
Hey, look, Mama. I'm here to hold you near, make my love clear. And if you like it, I'll even do you in the rear.
Do other girls find your rhyming sexy?
Well, I usually do other people's songs, but no one seems to notice.
I see. Well, I'm very flattered, but I'd rather not. You see, my husband is likely to behead me if he finds out, and I'm pretty sure there are cameras in here.
We could go in the bathroom.
No, he definitely has cameras in all the bathrooms.
Well, my darling, I need your love, so hold me tight.
You're suffocating me! Get off!
Is everything all right, Mrs. Borchenko?
No, there is an Elvis impersonator in here trying to have sex with me. Can you shoot him, please?
Right away, ma'am!
Oh, damn, I better return to sender. Goodbye, darling. And if you're ever in Memphis, I know a great plastic surgeon. She'll sort you right out. Ciao, baby. Hey, watch the suit, you animals. Aim for my head.
Let's hope Elvis gets out of there alive so he can return for more missions next week. Next up tonight, Neil and Carl are in prison, but they have a cunning plan to escape. Alright, Carl, did your mum manage to sneak in the uniforms?
Yeah, she did, but she didn't manage to get those prison uniforms, so she got these instead.
What are they?
They're cleaning uniforms.
No, Carl, these are French-made uniforms.
Ah, same difference.
Alright, well, they'll have to do. Let's put them on.
These are quite comfy, actually.
Yeah, not bad. Wish I'd shave my legs, though.
So, what do we do now?
You get the guard's attention, I'll steal his keys.
How?
I don't know. Flash your tits.
Okay, Yoo-hoo!
Can I help you, ma'am?
I was in here cleaning, and the door got locked behind me.
Not a problem. Let me get that door for you.
Where did he go?
He went to go get the door.
Ah, right, of course.
There you go, darling. Out you come.
Thanks, sweetie pie!
When you're done here, you should come clean my room.
Okay.
Make sure you bring that feather duster.
Okay.
Carl, come over here.
Why are you still stuck in here? I thought you were going to steal his keys.
I did, but they were his car keys. I did think it was a bit odd we had a BMW door.
Well, what do we do now?
You take this car key, go get the guard's keys to get me out, and we'll escape.
Okay, sure, yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Carl, you're going the wrong way. That's the way out. The guards went the other way.
I know a shortcut.
Oh, right, brilliant. Shit, he's not coming back, is he? Poor Neil. I've been scared of prisons ever since I watched Oz. Those flying monkeys scared the crap out of me. Next up tonight, the cats are carrying out their plans for catnip domination.
I am a strong and confident woman. Isn't that right, Patches? And Cuddles?
Now, Cuddles!
No, Cuddles! Not on Miss Susan!
Ow, that hurt! It's hard to stick your finger in your throat when you have claws.
Okay, the candle's knocked over. Let's get out of here!
The door's locked! What are we gonna do?
Oh my god, a fire!
The window! Quick!
Get out of the way, Patches! Mummy has to leave first.
Ow, she kicked me, you bitch.
I can't open the window. She's locked it.
Oh, I always knew I'd die like this. On fire, being forced to watch Twilight.
Makes you almost jealous of Schrodinger's cat.
Oh dear, unlucky Patches and Cuddles. Hopefully in the next life, someone won't give you such stupid names. We have time for just one more piece tonight. A man is returning home from his first day of work at the abattoir.
Hi, honey. How was work?
Fine.
What did you do?
Killed things mainly and filled out a tax form.
Oh, nice. Are your colleagues nice?
Yeah. Most of them can't speak English, but they smile a lot, which is surprising considering.
What would you like for dinner? Pork chops? Ribs? Or blood sausage?
Perhaps a salad.
Chicken Caesar with bacon bits?
No. Green leafy. Never lie, please.
Okay, then. Well, could you just hang up my jacket for me? What's the matter?
Sorry, it's just leather.
It won't bite. And when you're done that, I need you to beat the rug that's on the washing line.
The tiger skin rug?
No, the bear skin.
I'd rather not.
Fine. You stay here and stir this pot whilst I do it.
What's in the pot?
Oh, just some veg.
Oh, good.
And a sheep's head.
Oh, no, please. Look, I can't do it. I can't go back to that place.
Look, Aaron, you've only been at that place one day. You have to stay. How would it look if the husband of the head butcher quit after one day? Suck it up, Buttercup.
That's a job I'd never want. Dust plays heck with me allergies. But you impart by toupees. You're not fooling anyone but yourself. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, featuring the voice talents of Connor Neshelpa, Sierra Wiley, Victoria Bass, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers. All right, there you go. That was the White Noise show. Coming up right away is the White Noise after show. But we're going to take a little break for a second, give you a chance to go to the washroom, make a cup of tea or whatever you got to do. So we're going to play you a track. Our first track tonight is by a band called Moon, and it's called Gomorrah. So I hope you enjoy.
Life melt as the year begin to thaw. September concerts in CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at TimberConcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theatre in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Convoy of cultural hegemony, we be missing the forest.
All right, you're listening to the White Noise After Show. My name is Simon Welton, and today I'm joined in the studio by Jeremy Paget. How you doing, mate?
Hello, Simon. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you enjoy White Noise, right?
I loved it. I'm really glad to hear that Elvis, you know, made it off the toilet. So that really did make my night.
Well, that's it. And that, you know, the whole thing's based on. I mean, it's pretty good way to fake your death, because not many people would go that way.
Yeah, they would choose the toilet of all places.
I think
I wanted somewhere comfortable, like the shower. That's close.
Or just something a little bit more dignified, way of dying. You know, like he passed away in his sleep rather than he pooped himself to death.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of Elvis, I did have a question for you, sort of connected to that idea, which is obviously he's known as the King of Rock.
Right.
And I wonder, you know, I think a big question to ask is rock dead? I mean,
is rock dead?
You know, to me, there's a part of me that does worry that no band will ever sort of match the likes of Led Zeppelin and
right.
sort of just being that profound and that important in music again. Like,
right.
how do you become, unless you go somewhere else, then it wouldn't be rock. So is rock dead then?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the way you perceive music to begin with, you know. Is it dead because not as many people are buying it, you know, going out and buying a CD or going on iTunes compared to all these pop stars? So if you're looking in that terms, it might be dying for sure. But no, it's not dead. The amount of rock bands that come out constantly, it's incredible. You just have to actually look for them these days and have friends and talk to them and actually dig and find these deep, awesome, amazing rock bands. So no, personally, I don't think it's dead. But the people that listen to Taylor Swift on an hourly basis probably think it's dead.
Yeah, well, I think that's because they're a bit dead inside as well.
Right.
But all right, so you know, obviously, also this week we had Terrence go for his first ever gig,
right?
Which went really well for him. So, what was your first gig?
My first gig,
yeah. What was
that
yours?
I saw live?
Yeah,
it was actually Green Day.
Really?
Right, and I was in high school. To be honest, I grew up in a very small town, and you'd have to drive about 10.5 hours to see anything. So, Green Day, Vancouver, at the PNE. And it was rather incredible.
That's a good first one. That's a good answer. But I think you've got a better answer for what was your first CD.
My first CD, well, you'd never guess it if you knew me, but it was Spice Girls. You may see it in the tone of my voice, but it was Spice Girls' Spice World.
You do sound a bit like Scary Spice.
Right.
True.
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah. But, you know, it was great. And the movie, that was fantastic. What was it called? Spice World, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
And it was great. There was aliens in it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I should confess, just to be fair, because my first CD was cooler, but my first cassette
right.
wasn't.
Right.
And it was gifted to me, but I asked for it, so I can't claim too much about it. It was the Take That. Do you remember Take That? They
no.
were like a terrible boy band from England. Robbie Williams was in them, wasn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
I am from Canada, so I'm unaware of these things.
Yeah, you didn't grow up with Robbie Williams was like the biggest star in England for a while, and I don't understand why, but they loved him.
Wow. No, not a clue. Are the Beatles English?
Is that... You see, the sarcasm doesn't come across on the radio, so you just look really thick.
Yeah.
But...
I'm doing my best, okay?
All right, well, let's move away from music because there's so much other we can talk about. And I'm wondering, you know, something else that came up this week. Are cats evil?
Are cats evil? Yes, they're actually the devil. Cats are terrible. They're the most sassy woman you'll ever meet in your life. And they're that way 24 hours.
But I think there's a difference between evil and self-involved.
Right.
I think that's what cats selfish. Are. Cats are just very vain sort of, you know, yes, they, you know, they're just, they're not going to do you any favors. They're great to hang out with, but they're not, you know, they're good mates, wash up and, not good and, friends. Yeah. Like, you know, they're
I think they're a little evil. They attack you for no reason. You'll just turn your head and there they are swatting at your leg, you know?
Yeah, but they'll also bring you dead gifts.
Right, dead.
I mean, I don't have many friends who bring me dead gifts, but cats do.
Unless you're into taxidermy, I don't think anything dead is a gift.
Well, or Hannibal, if you're Hannibal.
Hannibal, right. I guess so, if you're into eating dead people. Right. It's more of a weekend thing.
I guess so. All right, well, there's another thing we talked about this week, and I'm wondering, would you ever be in a children's band?
Would I ever be in a children's band?
Like, not a band full of children. Right, a band for children.
A band for children. Like, making, goofy little tunes. Absolutely not. I have way too much dignity in myself. Not in my talent in music, but in that I probably couldn't wake up in the morning knowing that I make children smile. Throughout the day.
Really? That would be too depressing.
No,
for
it's
you?
Not depressing. It's just creepy. I don't want to think about that throughout the day.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe. I mean, you're making them smile for the right reasons. Right, it's not like you're doing anything disturbing.
Understandable. But that's my only demographic is children. Right? That I'm making smile throughout the day.
No, I bet there's a bunch of furries who'd listen to it as well or something, you know. Just some subculture that would be like, you'd be the cult hero.
Right, right.
Because my other question was going to be, what would you name it if you had a children?
What would I name my children's band?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I always like the Nick Cave and the Bat Seeds. So I'd do like the Jerry Page and the Little Tweens or something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see... Tweens or twinks? What was that?
Either or.
Well, that would expand the demographic then, I think.
Yeah, we're going on two different levels there.
So, okay, I think it's time for another song. So what we're going to play next is a band, they're Canadian, they're from Saskatoon. I'm really digging them. They're called League of Wolves, and this is their first track off their new album, Runaway. So hope you enjoy it. I know I do.
Don't break. We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
All right, there you go. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Simon Welton, and I'm in the studio with Jeremy Paget. just heard him make a little noise there. The track you were just hearing was by Fist City off their album Everything Is a Mess, and that was track two, number called Fuck Cops. So a lovely little one for Saturday evening. So, yeah, I'm in the studio with Jeremy, and my next question for Jeremy is... If you were a gangster,
right?
Because we had the HR Mafia in there today. What kind would you be? So I'll give you some options because maybe you don't, remember all of them.
Right.
So you've got a biker. So
a biker gangster, right?
You get to ride a Harley,
chains and leather.
If you're into that, you could be a blood / Crips, because as much as they like to think there's a lot of difference, I'm pretty sure it's just a color blue and red thing. I think that's the only difference. And then there's you could be a mafia mobster sort of thing,
mobster,
Goodfellas sort of, something like that. Though I guess you could be Russian mafia as well, or Czech mafia, and all the other lovely. You just wear more tracksuits, I think. And then the fourth type, because we can't forget them, is corporate scumbag.
Beautiful. You know, that's easy for me because, one, bikers are generally dirty. Please don't find me, by the way, if anyone's listening.
It's Paget with two E's.
Oh, God. it's got to be mafia. Those are, they are a little crazy, but they're, they wear suits and they, they like nice things. They like.
They
nice
do have a
drinks.
Good look. That's definitely. I mean, that's partly probably why their films do quite well. Is they just look good.
And they look good, right?
Hollywood.
Right. As good as Sons of Anarchy was, Goodfellas is much better.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like I'd want to go for the biker because I can grow the beard.
Right.
I got the beard skills.
Not anymore.
Well, I can still grow beards. I've just shaved recently.
Yeah, I'm very upset about that. But
really?
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me, for one. Hadn't seen you in a week. Came back. No beard. Freaked me out. I didn't know who I was talking to. Some type of small, human-like beluga whale.
Ow. Ow. Ouch. That hurt. Yeah. No, I don't know. I have noticed that the people I know who I would describe more as preppy have enjoyed my clean-shaven look.
Really?
Yeah, unsurprisingly. And then people with tattoos have been disgusted by it. But the Harley, I think, is another reason why I'd want to be in that driving a Harley would just be for your job would be awesome.
Right, you just want that nice stretch on your arms.
I wouldn't do that. No. I'd want one that doesn't give me back problems after a while, because I don't think the healthcare benefits of the Hell's Angel are top notch. I think you have to go to the mafia to get that sort of.
I think that's called a scooter, actually. I think that. It's more what you're aiming for.
Yo, that'd be awesome. Just turn up on a Vespa with them.
Yeah, right. Can I join, guys? Please?
I've got the beard. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I want to go back to, because we were talking about gigs, and one of the first gigs I went to was just kind of bizarre, so I thought I'd talk about this, because there's one thing that Canadians don't have to suffer through, and count yourself very lucky, which is when you're at a huge gig in Europe, a lot of the time, people like to relieve themselves into a cup they were recently drinking beer out of,
right.
And then right. And then okay. dispose of it rather than just on the floor
uh-huh.
by chucking it through over the crowd in front right. of them. So you're sitting there and you're like, was that beer or was that urine?
Was that
like,
spunk?
It was warm. No, I meant urine, not relieve them.
Oh, right.
There's no one having a quick tug. Oh, geez.
Wow, you got to be more specific.
I was going to say, I mean, that is a... That it would, yeah,
I thought you were saying like the floor would still be acceptable. Like, I think that, do it on the floor, not on people. It's semen. It should go, you know,
I think that's just,
on a woman
or in a
toilet.
I think that's just Ramstein gigs that happens
right, right.
But,
I've been to one. It happens.
But no. I mean, I just... Yeah, just people throwing urine over the crowd. It's just... right. A dick move,
right.
You know.
Right.
There's just no excuse for that. And bottling the guy on stage, like
that's not nice.
Here you see it maybe once a gig, or like I did see Liam Gallagher with the BDIs here, and he
right.
was sort of encouraging it. He was trying to start a fight with anyone in the crowd.
Well, he is a complete dickhead.
He wore a parka the whole time, and he had like sweat going down the sides because
right.
it's
of course he
the
did.
Commodore's boiling hot.
Yeah,
the man's insane.
Right.
But it was, as a matter of fact, this gig I'm thinking of was Oasis were headlining. It,
right.
It was cool. It was because it was Richard Ashcroft from The Verve, them, and then there was a couple of other small bands, and the first band that went on were all right, but people weren't there to see them, as happens with openers, and
yeah.
they weren't amazing. So people started throwing bottles at the lead singer, and then he thought it was a good idea to go, all right then, and like knock one away, and he's like 1-0, and then one smashes him on the head, he's like 1-1, and like he's like, don't make it a game.
Really?
Like,
he made it a game.
That's game.
Incredible.
That I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's, is it showmanship or stupidity?
Stupidity. That goes without saying. And going back to the pee thing, I was in a mosh pit once, and I got hit just a little bit too hard, and I, you know, I'm not ashamed to say a little pee did come out. You know,
you got hit so hard you wet yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it happens. You get hit in the kidney, control what happens down there.
And I mean, when you go to proper metal gigs and stuff, it's a bit different. Whereas, you know, you start a mosh pit at, 30 Seconds to Mars or something like
right,
that,
right.
It's you're the biggest guy there. But then if you're in a mosh pit at, like, Cancer Bats, everyone's 6'4"
yeah.
somehow. Like, metal guys are generally tall.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it gets pretty ugly.
They throw high elbows. I wonder if there's mosh pits at 30 Seconds to Mars shows.
I was trying to think of just a terrible band that wouldn't
yeah.
have very good mosh pits.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'd have to go to one of their gigs to find out first.
I wouldn't suggest it.
No,
I wonder if he dresses like the Joker on stage now. I would. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a copyright issue there.
Yeah,
or,
possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd do it. I would go.
Yeah?
With headphones on. But I would be there.
Oh dear. All right, well, I think we should play another track. So the next band we're going to play are another Canadian band called The Moors, and this one is called Killer. So hope you like it.
Yeah.
That was Queens of the Stone Age with I'm Designer. That was actually Jeremy's choice. You enjoyed that one, did you?
Oh, I do. I do very much. That's probably one of my favorite records of all time, actually.
Really?
Probably my favorite track on it, too, yeah.
Nice. And what was the album for those who were wondering?
Oh, it's Era Vulgaris. It came out in 2007. And yeah, not a lot of people gave it a chance, but they should listen to it. It's pink. It's
nice.
Easy to find.
All right, there you go. One last question before we go. This isn't anything to do with the show, but it is sort of to do with tonight because right now, as there is most weekends, is a UFC event,
right.
Which I do enjoy. And I always wonder, my favorite question to ask people when we're watching it is, if you were a UFC fighter, what would your entrance music be?
Right.
And what would your nickname be?
What would my entrance music be? Well, when I was younger, I wanted to be a professional wrestler, which is slightly similar, and it was going to be Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I just love that slow build. But if it's UFC, which I don't take seriously, I would just want something ridiculous. Like
says the man who watches WWE.
Hey,
well,
man,
I don't
that's
take
real.
That seriously.
Yeah. It would be something ridiculous, like Aretha Franklin or something outrageous, just to throw everybody off, right? It's mind games. Imagine you could throw somebody off. You just come out dancing to disco.
Well, that's, that was my plan, was to come out to It's Raining Men.
Right.
And just just get in their heads a little bit. Like, well, what's he doing? You know, he seems a bit too keen to get into the clinch.
Right. You have little men confetti falling. I
wanted a bit of, like, or just even just my shorts to be glittery. Right. I thought it would be a nice touch. Right. But what about your nickname?
My nickname?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, I don't know. It would have to be something distracting as well, because I wouldn't, you know, because I would probably be bad. I would probably be terrible. Some jobber that just got his ass kicked every time he was in there. So the jobber, that works.
Jobber?
Yeah, Jeremy the Jobber.
That sounds like you're offering some sort of sexual service.
Right.
Okay, lovely. Well, that is about our time, unfortunately. Coming up right away is, as always, a synaptic sandwich. So stay tuned for that. If you like your electronic music, it's always a good laugh. We will be back next week, as always, for another half hour of sketch comedy, followed by half an hour of rubbish and music. So you can join us again at 8 p.m. In the meantime, make sure you check out whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com for all the best of White Noise. And hopefully we'll see you, or rather hear you. You won't hear us. We won't hear you. You'll hear us next week. But we're going to leave you with one last track. And this is Belle and Sebastian with Nobody's Empire.
Reading French with the light too bright for my senses. From this hiding place, life was way too much. It was loud and rough round the edges. So I faced the wall when an old man called out of dreams that I would die there. But a sight unseen, you were pulling strings. You had a different idea. I was like a child, I was light as straw. When my father lifted me up there, he took me to a place where they checked my body. My soul was floating in thin air. I clung to the bed and I clung to the past. I clung to the welcome darkness. But at the end of the night, there's a green